You know, I was the same way. It was back of my mind. You know, I said one day I'll get one. And actually, I thought I would get myself a bike with suspension first. And I had been looking at some other pricey suspension bikes, hardtails generally, front fork. Because I wanted to, the upright seating position, that's another thing too. I needed the upright seating position in a bike. And so I wanted a two quiver, two arrows on my quiver. And, you know, I want my regular drop bar bike for my my real stuff. And then I wanted some sort of an upright, you know, the straight handlebars, like a mountain bike. You know, so I was looking at But I didn't earn it. You know, I said, until I get back on my regular bike and back to pounding, you know, 20-plus miles every outing, you know, I haven't earned myself a new bike. And so, but the dropped handlebars were kind of getting to me with my wrists and stuff right now. And so I needed something for when I wanted to be a little bit more casual. So I thought, well, why don't I kill two birds with one stone? I always was kind of thinking maybe I'd get an e-bike, and I want a more upright bike for a more upright riding position. And this would be ideal. I'll just do that. Now, you know, it doesn't cover some of the things I wanted. And I'm also, I want to start doing some longer, you know, some big long rides. And I, with the pedal assist, I have no, you know, no fears of anything out to 50, 60 miles. You got to do more than that with this bike. You're going to have to probably carry a battery or two. So that's the one drawback, is that the battery life on it, you might get, if you're really honking with it and using it a lot, you know, you could be done as low as 30 miles. If you use it just pedal assist, class one, and, you know, not all that much, you know, you can probably push 50 to 60 miles. So you got to be conscious of that, too.